This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. 2017 will mark the start of a new chapter in the life of Lee County Sheriff Jim Scholl as he retires from a nearly 30-year career in law enforcement. Tri-State's Public Radio's Jason Parrott reports.
Scholl chose not to seek re-election this year, instead deciding to step down when his term expires. He says he has mixed emotions during his final days on the job.
I'll miss the people here. They come and go, obviously. Retirements happen. People might have other opportunities they want to pursue. I won't necessarily miss the job because 29 years is a long time to do anything, but I'll certainly miss the people.
How did you decide to get into law enforcement? Where did that start?
No childhood dream of mine to be a cop or a firefighter or anything that young children might voice. I was working at a meatpacking plant in Monmouth, Illinois. They went on strike. I was looking for a job and answered an ad in the newspaper. 29 years later, I'm retiring the top of my game as sheriff.
Looking back, would you have told young Jim Scholl, you know what, maybe not, this is not the right direction for you? I mean, it seems, though, that if you've been in it 29 years, it might have been the right direction.
I think it's a calling when I look back on it, and I voiced that before. The FBI did a study once on spirituality in law enforcement, but not in the religious sense, in the total well-being of a person. But I think this occupation attracts people that are willing to serve.
It seems nowadays is a difficult time for law enforcement in terms of just the public perception of that. How can that change? How has that changed? And why has that changed?
The quick, simple answer is social media. Everyone now believes they're a journalist. They capture snippets of life, and they throw it on the internet, and people believe what they see is true. Very little fact-finding in that venue. And I think that reflects poorly on law enforcement or really any occupation that comes under scrutiny.
As you look back at your time, what's the best day? What is the best that when you look back and say, you know what, when I did this or when this happened, that's the top of the highlight reel?
I received a life-saving award. I wasn't necessarily engaged in my occupation at the time. I was on vacation with my family in St. Louis, staying at a hotel, and a young girl was floating face down in the pool. I was the first one to her. My attention was drawn by her grandmother and asked me to check on her. My wife and I got her up out of the pool, and I began CPR and revived her before the paramedics arrived. So certainly when you're in the occupation of serving people, yeah, what the stats on CPR is maybe 2% survival rate, and I certainly feel good about that. I often wonder, she was 15 years old. I often wonder where her life went. I never knew her name.
What's been the hardest day?
That's tough. Probably law enforcement officers being injured. You really have to think about your people first. If it's a car accident, cars can be replaced. If it's a dangerous situation, certainly they've had their tactical training. But when we have one of our own injured or even killed, that's always a sad day. Anywhere in our nation, anywhere in the world, really. When we're putting on this uniform and we're missing our families and we're seeing things no one should ever see, and yet we may be ambushed or simply killed in our line of duty, that's a sad day.
How has law enforcement changed in the last 29 years? What's the biggest change that you've seen?
Technology. It's hard to keep up. I sometimes tease my staff when they complain their computer's not working. I've been in the business long enough that we used pencil and paper. We typed our reports on triplicate with carbon paper. We used a fax machine. There wasn't a computer on every desktop. So you have to be able to adapt and accept technology and try and keep pace with that.
What do you think law enforcement's going to look like in the next 29, 30 years?
I don't know. I would hope that we keep our local roots. There's been talk around the nation of regionalization, combining sheriff's offices and municipalities, and it's worked in some cases, in some places. But I really think we have to stay close to our local community, our roots, and have that interaction with our citizens on that level.
What does the future hold for you?
I'm undecided. Again, this is a people business. I was a paramedic for several years early in my career, along with this career, again, serving people. The jail diversion program for the mentally ill brought a whole new arena to my attention. So there's a wide range of opportunities out there. I'm not going to jump into anything too quickly, but certainly not going to sit at home with daytime TV.
What's something that you have done here at the Lee County Sheriff's Office that you'll always be able to look back and I'm so glad that I was a part of this?
I think it would be that jail diversion program. As a new sheriff, I called some stakeholders to the table. I teased them that they only came to the meeting because they was afraid of what the new sheriff was going to do. But that program has developed from Lee County to Lee and Des Moines counties and now encompasses six counties in our mental health region, employs two full-time people to work in our jails. Certainly, I think it's a good program that will survive. It opened the door for a more stringent and more developed program in the future.
What's that piece of advice that you would give your successor?
You don't have to do everything on day one. Time is always on our side. And again, I used to tease my administrative team, I don't plan for tomorrow. I plan for 5 years from tomorrow. Take your time to make your decision and explore all the possible consequences of that decision.
That is Lee County Sheriff Jim Scholl. He is retiring after nearly 30 years in law enforcement. Sheriff-elect Stacy Weber will take the oath of office Tuesday, January 3rd. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.